This is Kevin R. Novak promoting abolition of the civil government school system through deconstructingthecoliseum.com. When I first became involved with civil government school system abolition, I learned about the salt and light argument and the Christian freedom argument. The salt and light argument holds that children can and ought to be used as missionaries to the godless civil government school system to supposedly be salt and light. The Christian freedom argument holds that because there is no express biblical prohibition against sending a child to a civil government school, it is acceptable to do so. But from my perspective, which is that there ought not even be a civil government school system in the first place, both of those quote-unquote arguments are preempted, meaning their opponents can never use them because they're based on a false premise. This is a big door that swings on a little hinge. In other words, the only way the salt and light people and the Christian freedom people even have the opportunity to present their respective arguments is if they ignore my argument, which is more solidly based on Scripture. There is more, though. The salt and light argument and the Christian freedom argument are different sides of the same coin. That's because they both rely on the civil government's physical sword to evangelize. Moreover, you, the Christian, are taking your fellow Christians' tax dollars to facilitate a system that pays a teacher to espouse humanism, just so your child can sprinkle Jesus here and there. Do you see how salt and light argument and Christian freedom argument are wrong? As Christians, we are to be salt and light, but that doesn't mean we have to accept humanistic paradigms. Why can't Christians be salt and light in private Christian schools? As Christians, we have freedom, but that doesn't mean we have to accept humanistic paradigms. Why can't Christians see there is still freedom within the realm of private education? Fellow Christian, don't be stuck on the assumption that there should be a civil government school system. The Bible does not justify such a thing. And when someone wants to defend sending a child to a civil government school, citing salt and light and Christian freedom, kindly inform that person those arguments are moot. There ought not to be a civil government school system in the first place. Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.